USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Despite storms in the forecast, SpaceX launched at exactly 3:22 p.m. Eastern Time this afternoon. The SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket had the first launch from the United States with NASA astronauts in nearly a decade, and the first by a private company. Their destination is the International Space Station, a 19-hour flight away. President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence were there for the launch. After the second stage detached, astronauts Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken are now officially on their way to the International Space Station. The astronauts will be aboard the space station from anywhere from 1 to 3 months, and the next launch of a SpaceX flight will be on August 30th. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Senator Bob Casey, the Democrat from Pennsylvania, said he's tested positive for coronavirus antibodies after experiencing a fever and some mild flu-like symptoms earlier in the spring, adding that he would be donating plasma to help others fight the virus. The senator said in a statement that after consulting with his doctor, he self-quarantined at his home in Scranton for 2 weeks and did not seek medical care because the symptoms were mild and manageable. The statement comes a day after Senator Tim Kaine, the Democrat from Virginia, said he and his wife, Annie Holton, also recently tested positive for COVID-19. Despite acknowledging there is still substantial spread of COVID-19 in the state, Governor Kim Reynolds continues to push Iowa toward reopening the economy. Bars and distilleries were given the go-ahead to reopen this week, and casinos, amusement parks, and sporting events can all resume on Monday. Reynolds also said businesses are not required to report positive cases if they don't want to. Thanks for spending your time with us. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Some Americans may be throwing their long-awaited stimulus check in the trash. That's because starting last week, the Treasury Department and the IRS started sending out economic impact payments in regular white envelopes that could be confused for junk mail. Almost 4 million people, including those who did not have a bank account on file, will be getting their stimulus checks in the form of a prepaid debit card. The only problem is the debit cards come in an envelope that says Money Network Cardholder Services and does not bear any federal markings. To help taxpayers identify the card, the IRS said the cards will bear the Visa logo and are issued by Meta Bank. A letter included with the card explains the card is the Economic Impact Payment Card. The Texas Supreme Court has blocked an effort by Democrats in the state to expand voting by mail, a ruling that lack of immunity to COVID-19 does not qualify a person to apply for a mail-in ballot. The court said, "We agree with the state that a voter's lack of immunity to COVID-19 without any more is not a disability as defined by the election code." Texas law says a qualified voter is eligible to vote by mail if the voter has a physical condition or sickness that prevents the voter from going to their polling place on election day. President Donald Trump, who has been railing against mail-in voting, celebrated the court's ruling on Twitter by tweeting a story about the decision, writing, "A big win in Texas on the dangerous mail-in voting scam." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.